The world diamond industry will shortly implement certificates of origin for all rough diamonds, cracking down on the so-called conflict diamonds that help fund civil wars in Africa. Diamonds mined and sold by rebel groups in Angola, the Congo, and elsewhere buy those groups' guns and resources. Now the diamond industry wants to polish up its image. Beginning January 1st, nations will start to demand certified proof of origin of all rough diamonds.
Dozens of countries worldwide will expect diamond certificates from all importers and exporters. But some campaigners say insufficient preparation at the level of high street retailers spells trouble ahead, as Alistair Wanklin reports from London.
I'm walking down Hatton Garden, a street in central London known as the centre of the city's diamond industry. Almost every shopfront here is that of a diamond or other jewel trader. Campaigners say up to one in six diamonds sold here eventually buys weapons for rebel groups in Africa. And only a few weeks before it becomes illegal to import conflict diamonds to Britain, the campaigners say there's not enough time to expect the trade to stop.
We are not convinced that the World Diamond Council has done enough.
At pressure group Action Aid, campaigner Amboka Wameya sent researchers into London diamond shops posing as customers.
ActionAid visited jewellers on the high street in August to talk about conflict diamonds, to find out if they were aware of the new legislation. And we were shocked to find that jewellers were saying conflict diamonds are no longer a problem, nobody imports conflict diamonds anymore. We were also shocked to find that none of them actually mentioned the new legislation by name. So which means the World Diamond Council has not done the public awareness that they said they would do, or even began to talk about the new legislation within the industry.
Just 2 years ago, the World Diamond Council was a forum created specially to present a united face to ActionAid and other NGOs lobbying for changes in the diamond industry. The World Diamond Council promises to make sure dealers observe the certificates when the time comes. But the International Agreement on Certification, known as the Kimberley Process, signed in that South African city, comes into play only in January. At ActionAid, Amboka Wameya is furious about what she perceives as a lack of urgency among industry players.
We were particularly shocked because at the moment there is a big conflict going on in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The UN has produced a report only this month saying that 3 million people have died as a result of that war, and has implicated diamonds as being responsible for fueling part of that war. So while the UN is releasing such reports, we are surprised to find that the industry is saying conflict diamonds are not a problem. And we also were surprised to find that people were willing to sort of misinform customers just because they didn't think there will be a lot of pressure against them.
Individual diamond dealers declined requests for interview for this report, but not all of them need fear answering criticisms. Campaigners have good things to say about dealers based in the United States. The US is perhaps the industry's most important market, where diamond sales amount to $65 billion every year. And campaigners credit American dealers and retailers with implementing a good education program on the upcoming certificate requirements.
We wish that was repeated in Europe, and we wish the diamond industry would embark on a very intensive program of education, informing dealers of the solutions and the problems to conflict diamonds.
This is Alex Yearsley of the Third World Campaign Group Global Witness in London. Global Witness used to take part in World Diamond Council meetings, but now boycotts the body.
It's not a huge task at all. It's really relatively simple, and the industry have come off very lightly here. The governments really should have actually legislated against them far more strongly. And it's certain sectors of the diamond industry that are really refusing to cooperate. Particularly in Antwerp, we see traders that are still dealing in conflict diamonds, still dealing in massively in illicit diamonds. And really, if the industry doesn't actually take these measures necessary, then consumers can have no guarantee in their product.
But put this criticism to the World Diamond Council, and it insists that all is on track for an efficient implementation of the diamond certificates from next year. The World Diamond Council says it is satisfied with nations' plans to check on diamonds carried across borders, and it says its members have agreed to enforce the certificates voluntarily in high street stores. But speaking in London after a meeting of council members, Council Chairman Eli Izakov acknowledges ActionAid's worries over current low levels of awareness.
Well, I can understand their concern, and it may be a legitimate concern, but what we are doing today is exactly to address that. We have passed this unanimous resolution for the voluntary change of warranty that's going to be done by the industry, complementing the Kimberley Process International Certification System. Once that is in place, after all the constituency of the diamond industry go back home, I urge them here to disseminate this information to all the diamond people, to the stores, and everybody who deals in diamonds, that those decisions have been taken.
Decisions are one thing, action is another, according to Amboka Wameya of ActionAid. She says the last word on this will come on the 1st of January when the certificates come on stream, but she retains her doubts about the program's success.
If the scheme has to be effective, everybody has to be ready. It makes no sense for governments to be ready and the industry not to be ready, because we require independent monitoring and independent verification of the chain right through from the mine up to the jeweller.
Meanwhile, civil wars continue to simmer and burn in nations such as the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where revenues from diamond sales help to fund rebels' operations. And even with a rigid certification process, skeptics may continue to argue a diamond is a diamond, and it's always going to find a way to market. For Common Ground, I'm Alastair Wanklin in London.